Mark Zuckerberg just revealed three steps Facebook is taking to address the Cambridge Analytica crisis. By Lisa Marie Segarra. Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg has finally addressed the growing crisis confronting his company over how Cambridge Analytica allegedly used data collected from 50 million users without their direct consent in its work for Donald Trump's presidential campaign. After days of silence, Zuckerberg on Wednesday outlined steps he said would protect users' information in the future. "We have a responsibility to protect your data, and if we can't, then we don't deserve to serve you," Zuckerberg said Wednesday in a lengthy Facebook post. "I've been working to understand exactly what happened and how to make sure this doesn't happen again. The good news is that the most important actions to prevent this from happening again today we have already taken years ago. But we also made mistakes. There's more to do, and we need to step up and do it." Facebook is planning to investigate all apps that have had access to users' data prior to a change the company made in 2014 to limit the information third-party apps could receive, Zuckerberg said. Apps that don't agree to the audit will be banned, and Facebook will alert any users that may have had their information misused. The social media site is also planning to further limit the data that apps currently have access to and remove data access to apps a user hasn't used in 3 months. Lastly, Facebook will be adding a tool that will help people understand what apps have access to their information and provide an easy way to revoke that access. Facebook's privacy crisis was brought to light after it was revealed that Cambridge Analytica had gained access to user data provided to a Facebook app, This Is Your Digital Life, created by Cambridge University researcher Alexander Kogan. Kogan's sharing of that information with Cambridge Analytica, a group that claimed to have helped get Trump elected, was a violation of Facebook's terms of service. The app was downloaded by approximately 300,000 people after it was first created in 2013, according to Zuckerberg. Cambridge Analytica was able to leverage Kogan's app to get data from 50 million users because This Is Your Digital Life didn't just access the data of users that downloaded that app, it also grabbed data from users on their friends list. Lawmakers in the United States have called on Zuckerberg to testify on Capitol Hill, and in Britain, a parliamentary committee summoned him to answer questions on the matter. Cambridge Analytica reportedly used the information from millions of Facebook users to better target and influence potential voters to support Trump. The company responded to the scandal in a statement denying that the data was used to influence the election. Cambridge Analytica added that all users' data was deleted after the company learned it was in violation of Facebook's terms of service. However, the company's CEO, Alexander Nix, has been suspended pending an investigation. Zuckerberg also provided a timeline for the events surrounding the Cambridge Analytica scandal. Here's Zuckerberg's full post. "I want to share an update on the Cambridge Analytica situation, including the steps we've already taken and our next steps to address this important issue. We have a responsibility to protect your data, and if we can't, then we don't deserve to serve you. I've been working to understand exactly what happened and how to make sure this doesn't happen again. The good news is that the most important actions to prevent this from happening again today, we've already taken years ago. But we also made mistakes. There's more to do, and we need to step up and do it. Here's a timeline of the events. In 2007, we launched the Facebook platform with the vision that more apps should be social. Your calendar should be able to show your friends' birthdays, your maps should show where your friends live, and your address book should show their pictures. To do this, we enabled people to log into apps and share who their friends were and some information about them. In 2013, a Cambridge University researcher named Alexander Kogan created a personality quiz app. It was installed by around 300,000 people who shared their data, as well as some of their friends' data. Given the way our platform worked at the time, this meant Kogan was able to access tens of millions of their friends' data. In 2014, to prevent abuse of apps, we announced that we were changing the entire platform to dramatically limit the data apps could access. Most importantly, apps like Kogan's could no longer ask for data about a person's friends unless their friends had also authorized the app. We also required developers to get approval from us before they could request any sensitive data from people. These actions would prevent any app like Kogan's from being able to access so much data today. In 2015, we learned from journalists at The Guardian that Kogan had shared data from his app with Cambridge Analytica. It's against our policies for developers to share data without people's consent, so we immediately banned Kogan's app from our platform and demanded that Kogan and Cambridge Analytica formally certify that they deleted all improperly acquired data. They provided these certifications. Last week, we learned from The Guardian, The New York Times, and Channel 4 that Cambridge Analytica may not have deleted the data as they had certified. We immediately banned them from using any of our services. Cambridge Analytica claims they've already deleted the data and has agreed to a forensic audit by a firm we hired to confirm this. We're also working with regulators as they investigate what happened. This was a breach of trust between Kogan, Cambridge Analytica, and Facebook, but it was also a breach of trust between Facebook and the people who share their data with us and expect us to protect it. We need to fix that. In this case, we already took the most important steps a few years ago in 2014 to prevent bad actors from accessing people's information in this way. But there's more we need to do, and I'll outline those steps here. First, we will investigate all apps that had access to large amounts of information before we changed our platform to dramatically reduce data access in 2014, and we will continue a full audit of any app with suspicious activity. We will ban any developer from our platform that does not agree to a thorough audit. And if we find developers that misused personally identifiable information, we will ban them and tell everyone affected by those apps. That includes people whose data Kogan misused here as well. Second, we will restrict developers' data access even further to prevent other kinds of abuse. For example, we will remove developers' access to your data if you haven't used their app in 3 months. We will reduce the data you give an app when you sign in to only your name, profile photo, and email address. We'll require developers to not only get approval, but also sign a contract in order to ask anyone for access to their posts or other private data. And we'll have more changes to share in the next few days. Third, we want to make sure you understand which apps you've allowed to access your data. In the next month, we'll show everyone a tool at the top of your news feed with the apps you've used and an easy way to revoke those apps' permissions to your data. We already have a tool to do this in your privacy settings, and now we'll put this tool at the top of your news feed to make sure everyone sees it. Beyond the steps we had already taken in 2014, I believe these are the next steps we must take to continue to secure our platform. I started Facebook, and at the end of the day, I'm responsible for what happens on our platform. I'm serious about doing what it takes to protect our community. While this specific issue involving Cambridge Analytica should no longer happen with new apps today, that doesn't change what happened in the past. We will learn from this experience to secure our platform further and make our community safer for everyone going forward. I want to thank all of you who continue to believe in our mission and work to build this community together. I know it takes longer to fix all these issues than we'd like, but I promise you we'll work through this and build a better service over the long term.